This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Joe Ball. We hope in a minute or so to be speaking with Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek. We want to talk about World Pride. And in fact, who do we have on the phone, Joe?
We have Member for Sydney and Minister of Environment, the Honourable Tanya Plibersek. Can you hear us, Tanya?
I can, perfectly.
Oh, fantastic.
It's great to hear your voice
you
on here.
You sound so surprised.
Oh, no, we were just...
Have you had technical troubles?
Oh, look, you know, a community organisation that receives no government funding always struggles, Tanya.
Oh, hint, hey.
Welcome again to Joy.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And, of course, today we're going to be talking to you a little bit about your portfolio as Minister for Environment, but let's start by talking about World Pride. It's happening in your seat. What does World Pride mean to you?
I'm so excited that, Mardi Gras is always a really fun event in my electorate. There's not just the march, there's all the, you know, Fair Day and the movie festivals and all the other cultural events that go along with it. And this is just going to be absolutely supersized this year. We're going to be welcoming people from all over the world to come to World Pride. So we'll have, you know, a lot of the same events as usual, but also the World Pride Bridge March. And it's not just party, although there's a lot of party. There's also going to be the largest ever conference on GLBTQIA+ human rights, which I'm really looking forward to as well. And we're seeing already a lot of guests arriving for the festival and the associated events. So Sydney just feels great at the moment.
Yeah, and Tanya, that you talk about the human rights conference there. What do you think that means? I mean, you're in government now. What do you think that means? We're going to be hearing people from all across the region, you know, coming. It won't just be talking about Australian human rights, but world human rights. And that will be touching on all sorts of issues about our region. What do you think about that, those discussions happening in Australia, and what is our responsibility?
I think that's a really great question, and it's really important for us to recognise in Australia that we've achieved a lot. This is the 50th anniversary this year of the first Australian Gay Pride Week, and it's a very different kind of legal and social situation we've got now than 50 years ago, but we've still got a way to go. And one of the most important things we can be talking about during the conference is what we can do to support people in our region, because we know that there still is the death penalty in lots of countries for being gay or lesbian. And even where the death penalty is not an issue, the legal and social discrimination in plenty of places, including parts of Australia, still abounds.
So, Tanya, we're going to talk to you a little bit about being the Minister of Environment, but just thinking back to the election, I mean, you sit in one of the most progressive seats, I would have to say, the seat of Sydney, and whereas a lot of other progressive seats this time, what we call historically, well, how people voted, they voted for environment, they voted for LGBTI issues, they voted for asylum seekers. In those cases, unlike your seat, some of them went to Teals and went to Independents and went to the Greens. Yet you've, you know, held one of the most progressive seats. Like, what do you think is the role of, now you're in government, appealing to those people who might have voted one Teal or one Green, and then for the Labor Party, because they wanted to send a message to the Labor Party about climate change or about other progressive issues?
Well, I think if you want to talk sort of seat-by-seat politics, there's two things that's really important to say. The first is every single one of us has to be a good local member, and I do really never take for granted my seat. From the weekend after the last election, I start preparing for the next election. That means street stalls and public events. We're going to have a World Pride party of our own that we'll be putting on for our community. The members here in Sydney will, you know, we've got a voice event that we're putting on in a couple of weeks' time. We just recently had an NDIS forum with Bill Shorten, who brought along a bunch of people from the NDIA so my constituents could talk to a human being instead of being on hold for an hour. You can't take your seat for granted, and I never do and I never will. But I think we've got, on the other hand, at a macro level, we've got a really good story to tell on progressive things that we've done, including one of the very first things we did coming into government, being to legislate higher ambition on carbon pollution reduction. Now, that was a huge issue at the last election. The Liberals totally got it wrong. During their time in government, they had 22 energy policies and never landed one of them, and wanted to pretend that climate change wasn't an issue for Australia and globally. We're already taking action on that. The National Integrity Commission, the legislation for that is ready to go. We've got Mark Dreyfus full steam ahead on a National Integrity Commission. And I think one of the other big issues at the last election was, equality between men and women. You've got a Labor Party that is actually now more than 50% represented by women in the federal parliament, and the Liberals are still where they were 20 years ago. And yeah, we're going to do something one day. You know, at the state level, out of 12 North Shore seats, they've got 11 blokes contesting them, the Liberal Party. I just haven't heard the message.
I want to say, when we talk about climate change, there's a lot of people that were in the parliament last time and not this time. They didn't realise the climate had changed for them. I wanted to just quickly, Tanya, you decided to knock back the latest project, or a coal mine project by Clive Palmer. It was actually going to be located 10 kilometres or so from the Great Barrier Reef. If I'm right, is this the first time a federal environment minister has done this?
Yeah, it is. It's the first time that the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act has been used to knock back a coal mine, and this one really is a no-brainer. It's an open-cut coal mine about 10 k's from the Barrier Reef. The risk of pollution and, honestly, irreversible damage to the reef is really real. There were, like, creeks going from next to the coal mine onto the reef. There's seagrass meadows there with dugongs that are, threatened creatures that feed there, fish breed there. The groundwater was going to be affected, so it's not just the surface freshwater creeks, but groundwater was going to be affected, so that 165 hectares of groundwater-dependent vegetation was going to die back. I mean, it just was a really, really poor proposal.
And what a novel concept to use environmental protection legislation to protect the environment. Love it.
Yeah. And in fact, we're updating the way our laws work. So we're going to get stronger environmental protections and faster, clearer decisions for business. We're setting aside 30% of our land and 30% of our ocean by 2030 to be protected. And that's going to be a challenge. It means adding more Indigenous protected areas, more national parks. In fact, yesterday I was in Western Australia. We're going to get World Heritage Protection for the Murujuga cultural landscape up there, which is like 100,000 hectares of land and sea, which has 1 to 2 million petroglyphs, so rock carved images that are up to 50,000 years old. This is so incredible, right? These rock carved images show creatures that don't exist on the Australian mainland anymore, because they've been there so long that there's pictures of thylacines, Tasmanian tigers, from when they roamed the mainland on the rocks up there. These images show the passage of history. in the most incredible way, and we're going to protect them.
It's awesome. I'm going to be a bit naughty here. We should get someone to carve a visage of Clive Palmer on a rock so we all remember what an idiot he was. Anyway, thank you for your work. I can say that, you can't. Thanks for your work, Tanya, and World Pride. I know you're going to have a hoot of a time. It's great that it's in your electorate, and but also, you know, this decision to not give approval to the coal mine, I think it's fantastic, and I congratulate you for that, and keep up the good work. I know it's always a bit of a challenge, particularly in the parliament, some of the interesting group of people you have to work with, but stay at it.
I'm used to it.
Oh, I know. If you're not used to it by now, then, you know, you're in serious trouble.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's always lovely to talk to you.
It is.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you so much. We're speaking with Tanya Plibersek, Member for Sydney, Minister for the Environment, and someone who's actually supported our community for a very long time. The very first time I met Tanya was when Simon Crean was the leader, and we were having a little, I wouldn't say demonstration, but a little discussion and outside a shop in Bourke Street on equality and superannuation. That was a long time ago. Anyway.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.